No reason to exist.
This is the sound of my clothes dryer. Nothing special, but when it's done, this happens. Every time the dryer finishes, it plays that song. And I've been wondering, is it a real song? If it is, who wrote it? Maybe it was an engineer at Samsung.
All right, we need something that conveys warmth, freshness, efficiency, and reliability.
That's it!
Or maybe they used a song in the public domain. It sounds very familiar. Kind of Appalachian. Or maybe like Aaron Copland, if he wrote a jingle about Pop-Tarts.
Remember back in the day when you could be haunted by a song for years? You could go around not knowing what it was and there was no way to find out except by asking people,
"Hey, do you know a song that goes like this? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da."
Now, we have apps. So I ran this thing through SoundHound. It came up with 3 matches. That's not it. That's a little closer. Da 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 da. So I studied the owner's manual, went through all 60 pages of it. Nothing about a song, a tune, a chime. I did learn I should not put items spotted or soaked with vegetable or cooking oils in my dryer. So it looks like I'm gonna have to party like it's 1981 and just ask some people.
But I don't want them to know it's my clothes dryer.
So I'm gonna transfer that melody onto another instrument. Piano's not really my instrument, so I switched over to guitar. And now whatever that song is, it's going to be stuck in my head forever. Once I recorded myself playing the song, I called some friends and family and asked them what they thought of it. Here's Stefani.
It's very pleasant to listen to. It's sort of cheerful. The ending is abrupt. Yeah, it sounds kind of like some sort of traditional old country dance song, like some villagers are harvesting their crops or something.
Or harvesting their underwear and towels.
It was very happy. I felt very happy listening to it. I feel like we were sitting next to a fire by a wooden shack, listening to somebody just kind of pluck along and play a tune on the guitar. I feel like it's an old tune, like 1800, maybe 1700, but probably 1800.
And you mentioned just sitting outside listening to this, and there's a shack there, and there's a guy playing guitar. I'm curious, is by any chance, is there a clothesline outside?
There could be. I envision it at night because it's nighttime now, but there could be very well in the daytime a clothesline nearby.
Maybe I was leading the witness a little bit there. That was my friend Mishka. And this is my friend John, who took the assignment very seriously.
The concluding, I'm going to hum for a second, which I hope doesn't bother you too much, but like the concluding da 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 has sort of a pat quality to it that I associate with sort of like the simplicity of emotion. I mean, the way it resolves, I guess, strikes me as, like I've said, just sort of pat and convenient. And just tidy, so as I said, doesn't to me gesture toward any sort of like unresolved or mysterious sense of feeling or action. So yeah, I mean, I hate to say this, it sounds sort of cliche, but I just sort of picture either something sort of patriotic or frankly something sort of drawing roomy or there's a sort of formality to it. It seems to me it feels very domestic and starchy.
Starchy, domestic, interior, tidy, convenient. That's exactly what a dryer jingle should sound like. Now, if only we knew what song it was.
It was clear who I needed to call next.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Technical Support Samsung. This is Bonnie speaking. I see that you are calling in regards to your Samsung dryer. Is this correct?
We went through the usual information rigmarole, and then I got down to business.
There's no problem with the dryer. I have kind of a weird question. So I have either, it's the DV456, DV422, or the DV400. And whenever I get to the end of, it gets to the end of the cycle, it plays this little tune, and I'm trying to find out what it is because I'm a music teacher and I want to show it to my students and show them, you know, there's music all around us, blah, blah, blah. So what is this song? But I look through the manual, the whole thing here, I don't see it in here at all. I don't know if you're familiar with the song. I made a recording of it. It sounds kind of like da,
yes,
da.
Yes, yeah, I think I know.
But it's like da, 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 da.
Nice, very nice. That's good singing. You really are a music teacher. So I haven't ever had this question before. I am not certain that we have this information anywhere. So this would be, so you're asking me what specific song is being played on your dryer when it finishes its cycle, or
yeah,
there's a song?
Every time at the end when it's done, it plays that song. And I want to know what it is. I got to know.
Okay. Let's see. So let me just put you on a brief hold. I'm going to check my research here and see if there's something I can find. If that's okay with you, I'll just put you on hold briefly.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Okay.
They put me on hold for about 4 minutes. Imagine if the whole music was da 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 da.
Hello, Daniel?
Yes, you're back.
You're still there? Yes, thank you. Thank you for holding. I'm still trying to verify the research. I've looked in several places. I'm not sure if I have something. I just want to make sure it's correct. So is it okay if I put you back on hold? I'll be back to you immediately.
Yep.
Is that okay if I just put you on hold one moment? Okay, one moment.
Imagine another 3 minutes going by.
Hello, Daniel?
Yes.
Are you there? Are you there? Thank you again for holding. I have good news for you. I've double-checked on this information that I have found, and could you just check maybe on YouTube or the internet for Dive Borel? I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's I think it's the correct. Yeah, yeah.
Like D.
Not sure if I'm saying it right. Yeah, it's like it's D for Delta, F for Frank, O for Oscar, Dive for L. Sorry. Hold on. D for Delta, I for India, E for Echo. So that could be Di or D.
Right.
F for. All right, second word, F for Foxtrot, O for Oscar, R for Romeo, E for Echo, Alpha Lima, E for Echo by Schubert.
Schubert?
F for Sam, C for Charlie, H for Hotel, U for, E for Bravo, E for Echo, R for Romeo, T for Tango.
It's a good thing it wasn't Rachmaninoff, or we'd have been on the phone for another half hour.
Schubert.
Okay, I'm going to look that up right now.
Can you find it? Yeah, see if you can find that. It sounds right.
Let me see here.
starting out with piano. I think this is it.
Okay, all right.
Da, da, da. This is it.
I'm so glad I found it. That's great.
Wow. I'm excited.
So you checked it out and you think it really is the one. Okay, good, good. I was really nervous about this. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to answer this for you.
Thank you for finding this. I can't believe it.
No problem at all. Is there anything else I can help with today?
No, this is great.
Okay, so now that I've been able to help you, there's a brief survey that you can answer if you choose. Would it be okay if I transfer you to that?
Yes, I'm going to give you an A+.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much. All right, one moment.
Sadly, she disconnected me, and I wasn't able to actually fill out the survey. And here, at last, is the real song. Listen to it. It's beautiful.
Das schoss sie freuen, die launische Fohlen vorüber wie ein Feind. Ich stand an dem Gestein und sein süßer Ruh, des muntern Fischleins Bade im klaren Bächlein zu.
Scrolling down on that YouTube page for Di Ferrella, I read some comments. OMG! Finally found the Samsung washing machine song. And my washing machine can sing this song too. Mine too. A bit irritating after dozens of wash loads. There were comments about washers and dryers going back 7 years. And one guy even made up his own lyrics. It's time to fold your laundry. This is the laundry song. I like this one. If Schubert lived in the present day, he would be richer than Taylor Swift. Reading further down, I learned some other places the same song was used. In 1992 Sega video game, The Aquatic Games, featuring James Pond and the Aquabats. Apparently, it was also used by the Philippines Embassy as telephone hold music. I was not able to verify this. Was also used in Sherlock Holmes, a game of shadows, in a scene where Sherlock is hanging from a hook. And then, almost at the bottom, the new McDonald's commercial.
In einem Bächlein helle, da schoss in Flor.
Der schnelle Lasker-Seelass.
Oder schöner Kabeljau.
Mal Schäfisch und mal Seelisch.
Das kommt ganz auf die Saison an.
Aber alles reines Fischfilet aus Nacht.
Der Filet-O-Fisch mit würziger Soße Tatar und 100% Fischfilet. Jetzt für nur 1,99. So schmeckt nur McDonald's.
Oh, the humanity. Well, I lost my innocence. But I still have a few more calls to make.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Di Forella. It's the song that Schubert used as the inspiration. Do I need to listen to the whole thing? Okay. The Trout.
My friend Mike got his master's degree in music composition and even did some work towards a PhD.
I'm very familiar with it in its incarnation in the Trout Quintet. It was, I believe, a leader that he wrote first, and there seems some sort of embellishment or variation on the end that I don't recall. But it's been quite a while since I've listened to the original. So I don't know if that's an arrangement or an embellishment on your part, or if I just forgot that that's how the original actually went. How was that for Drop the Needle, by the way? That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that was good. I took a course in German chamber music, Schubert, Schumann, Mendelssohn, and Brahms in college, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't remember Di Ferrella. If I had, most of this wouldn't have happened.
Once you've heard so much Schubert, it becomes like DNA. You hear five notes, and it's like, oh, of course, that Schubert. You know, you have that melodic turn, or even the key sometimes in Schubert. He uses those, I like to call them buttery keys, the flat keys, A flat major, D flat major. He seems to favor those, and I don't even know if there's any sort of rational basis to that, but I always associate Schubert with those keys and a certain way that the melodies flow. And Schubert was, you know, the most remarkable melodist in the history of classical music. I mean, certainly in his period.
Except when he went da 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 da.
Yeah. yeah, well, and that's too, if I saw the music in front of me, I mean, maybe there was, I'm sort of approaching this as a puzzle to be solved. And so I'm wondering if I saw the music in front of me, it would be apparent to me that's like, oh, that's an inversion of something that happened earlier in the piece.
Right. No, it's nothing of the sort. I'll just let the cat out of the bag. So that
okay.
is my dryer, my clothes dryer, when it stops. That's what it plays.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you put it in the Kazam or something like that?
Something like that. Why would they have selected this song for a dryer finishing?
You know, that's a good question. The chimes they use in the things like phones and appliances and so on, it has to be very short and memorable and presumably positive in some way. And it's, I mean, you don't want to use something in a minor key. That's a very, you know, you don't want to be reminded of a funeral every time
right.
your microwave is finished.
Your clothes are dry.
Yeah. Well, lots of perfect intervals, fourths and fifths and major thirds, I think. It's, you know, based on a major triad, most of these things you would find. It's sort of perky and friendly and non-threatening is probably what they were going for.
I'm sure you've heard of Schubert, though you might not know him as well as Mike does. But have you heard of Schubart? Because the lyrics to Die Forelle were written by Christian Friedrich Daniel Schubart. He was a poet, musician, and writer born in 1739. And Schubart was something of a rascal. In January of 1777, after he satirized the Duke of Württemberg, Schubart was lured to the city of Ulm under false pretenses, where he was arrested. And then, without a trial, he was imprisoned for 10 years in the basement of the fortress of Hohensburg. For the first year, he didn't see another human being, and he was fed only bread and water. In other words, don't mess with the Duke of Württemberg. During that imprisonment, Schubart wasn't allowed to write at all, but he managed to publish poetry and even worked on his memoirs by dictating them through a pipe to a prisoner in a nearby cell. And that's how, sometime in 1782, Schubart wrote Die Forelle, the poem which Schubert later made famous with his song. And this poem describes a fish swimming happily in clear water. A fisherman is watching and can't catch him. That is, until the fisherman thrashes the water with his fishing rod and muddies up the water, and then he's quickly able to catch the fish. In the final verse of the poem, which doesn't show up in Schubert's lieder, Schubart warns young women, avoid men with rods. And one scholar even argued that Schubart tacked on that final verse so it wouldn't seem like he was satirizing the Duke of Württemberg again. It seems pretty clear that the song is a parable of Schubart's own entrapment by the Duke. Franz Schubert even called Die Forelle his Little Tyrant song. I wonder if the folks at Samsung would have used this song if they'd known all of this. And of course, I wonder what Schubert would think. It's hard to imagine. So, I made one more call to somebody who has a really good imagination.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I just have this little piece of music that I found, and I wanted to know what you think of it, because I'm curious what it makes people think about. It's real quick, and then you can get back to your game. So your mom's going to play it, and just let me know, okay? She really wanted to get back to that game, because she only had a 3-word review for me.
It was good.
I made her listen to it again, and she sounded like she rolled around on the floor for a few minutes and talked it over with the cat, and then...
Makes me think about drums.
About drums?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Drums. We've had fish fillets, video games, appliances. Why not drums? Honey, the laundry's ready.
What?
Think the laundry's ready.
What?
The laundry is ready.
What?
If you enjoy the No Reason to Exist podcast, please help me make more episodes and make them better by supporting it at patreon.com/noreasontoexist.
No reason to exist.